Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all of you that are here, maybe unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time with a good friend of ours. His name is always Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. He's on the Pacific side. He lives on his boat. It's a nice sailboat. He's on, he's on the Pacific Ocean. It's, if I were to use a, if I were to describe his boat as if Donald Trump were to explain about his boat, it's a big sailboat. It's really nice. It's very interesting. How else would he say it? Just with a couple of words. It's really big. It's it's the most amazing boat you've ever seen. It's the best 38 feet long sailboat on the Pacific Ocean you've ever seen, run by Jean-Luc, the best, the most incredible sailor on the planet. Anyway, so having said all of those things, we are here. I'm on the Atlantic side, and it's 11 o'clock here. No boat. I have no boat. Matter of fact, I have my internet connection is down, and I am just reminded every day that I spend most of my time managing the incompetence of most other people. I hope that doesn't sound condescending.
Don't forget. Don't forget the stupidity.
That's right. So I manage the stupidity and the incompetence of most other people. And I say this with all levels of respect, and hopefully it doesn't sound like I'm too crazy. But anyway, so having said that, we're having some internet problems over here, but we still figure it out how we can manage and maneuver around this so we can do a radio show with our good friend. His name is always Jean-Luc. So there's been lots of things going on.
Thank you, Peter, for your introduction. I appreciate to be with you every Friday.
That's right.
And I say many times on my radio show, we are surrounded by two oceans of stupidity and incompetency, you know.
That's right.
And you have the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, and all of this is, you have a lot of stupidity around. And I think 2020 is the year of the revelation. The revelation of the worldwide stupidity, and many people do nothing about this. I heard something just recently. It was about 2 days ago. I called in France, and I was talking with a banker, and she explained to me, she's a young girl, she's a mademoiselle. She's not married, and she's a young girl, and she said, she lives in a big city. Okay, big city in the south, France. She has a charmant accent from the south of France. From the south of France, they speak like this. And she explained to me, say, yeah, at 9 p.m. is a curfew. I say, what? I say, yeah, 9 p.m., big city in France. Have a curfew. I said, no, are you joking or what? She said, no, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. And I read an article on something about the finance, and they reverse the time. They put 6 a.m., 9 p.m. This is no way. It's 9 p.m. To 6 a.m. curfew. And I spoke with her. I said, this is incredible. I said, I was thinking to come in France, and my friend said, no, stay where you are. I said, yeah, he's right, stay where you are. Because if you can, you don't have a curfew, if you can walk even without a mask and go shopping without a mask, stay where you are. And because it's what I am doing, I refuse to wear a mask. And I explained to her, I said, maybe you are too young. But the last time we have a curfew in France was during World War II. You see, the similarity is amazing because the Nazis invade France and was doing some bad stuff in France and other country, and you have a curfew. But now to have a curfew because you have a virus, something is completely wrong and become completely crazy. And I say to her and also a friend here where I am on a dock, I say, oh, I think we need to create a new revolution and to bring the guillotine and to chop some head because something is completely wrong with this world.
Well, I would agree with you. So I'm not really sure. I'm still kind of trying to figure it out, Jean-Luc, because I'm really not sure how it's happening. It's just like everything else. Well, just like, I don't know. I'm going to say that I'm still not sure. But when you're going through something and you're in the middle of it, sometimes you're saying to yourself, I'm really not sure what's going on. It's really weird. So I'll just use this as an example. You know, this whole thing with the coronavirus stuff and the reaction to it. I see people that ordinarily would make some sense, not making a whole bunch of sense at all. I'll use one example. Chris Christie, you know, the big fat New Jersey ex-governor. Now all of a sudden he's wearing a mask evangelist. Like, oh, I was wrong. I should have been wearing a mask all along. I'll never not wear a mask anymore, that mask. And I'm saying to myself, when did you think, or how did you think you caught the coronavirus? And do you really think the mask or wearing it would have prevented that from happening? And the answer is like, when did you, and you are a person of authority, and you're speaking, spreading this mask thing, and it's crazy, crazy. They are muzzling people. Jean-Luc, it's, you know, it's destroying a lot of things. It's destroying businesses, destroying people, it's destroying relationships. And the reality is since when did you become a scientist now all of a sudden that you think that piece of cloth or clothing, that mask, was the only thing that would have protected you from that coronavirus? That's insane. You people are sick.
It's completely insane. I read something, I don't know if it's true, but I read something like Trump have been infected with the coronavirus because his mask was infected. I don't know if it's true, but everything is possible now.
Well, the thing is, Gianluca, if you look at some of the records, and me saying if you take a look at some of the numbers is also somewhat scary because I don't believe any of the numbers. But when you really start to take a look at the numbers, 74% of the people that got the coronavirus said they wore masks as if they were like religious zealots, like they were cult-like. They wore masks all the time. They wore masks all the time.
And me, I didn't wear a mask no time.
Right.
I don't have the coronavirus, and I don't want to have it. But you know what I do, Peter? Almost every day, I boost my immune system. First, I eat healthy, and I don't eat also too much because you don't need to surcharge your body and load your body with too much food. But you need to eat healthy and to take some vitamin C, zinc, some niacin. Niacin is very good. Vitamin B3. Okay, and I take this every day. Vitamin E, magnesium. Magnesium is very important. Every day I go to bed, I take some magnesium in powder. I put this on a liquid, and I make a drink. And say he helps you to relax. He helps to relax all the muscle, your body, your heart, all of this. And also he helps you to assimilate calcium and many, many things. 99.9% of people are especially here in America, are deficient in magnesium. Okay? And it's very important mineral, very, very important. But, well, yes, the world has become crazy to you.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that, okay, if you'd say, you know what, I wish I probably should wear a mask. I suggest everybody should wear a mask. But to think that a mask is that magical barrier, like the plexiglass at the vice presidential debate, is just really revealing how crazy people are and how stupid they are. The reality is that I do believe a mask can help. You know, if you want to minimize it, a mask can help. But a mask isn't some unbelievably, you know, 100% thing. And it's really driving me crazy to see how people have lost it and how stupid they are and how easily distracted they are. And that's part of the problem.
So, you know what I said at the beginning, you say 2020, the year of revelation. And mask didn't protect. Maybe it can help, but it didn't protect because some masks like the N95 is for when you are dusty environment, and when you walk on a beach or on a street, it's not a dusty environment. The surgical masks need to be changed every 15 minutes. And people don't do that. They keep for days or weeks or whatever. But they wear the mask and they're happy with that. But, you know, we call this a masquerade. You know what does this mean?
A masquerade?
Yeah.
What's a masquerade as defined by Jean-Luc?
It's a French word. A masquerade is when everyone wear a mask and go to the ball and to have a party like this or to have fun is a joke. See, like the Joker, wear a mask. Because it's a mask, and for that, I call this a masquerade.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a joke. So, all of this is a joke because in Sweden, they have done one thing. They say, okay, guys, no more than 50 persons on a when you organize a party, and they have the best result. The PIB is done 8% everywhere, 20, 25, 30%. And one of the best results is Didier Raoult in France with the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. But now the Minister of Health buying this product who have been given to billion of people for the malaria, and is very well known molecule. But the minister, this girl at the Ministry of Health in France, received between Abbey Lab and the other one, Gilead, she received €50,000. Say, but this she is not, and even this is not a. Is what we call in France black money, meaning you have this, the black market, you see, under the table. No, nobody knows that. And you remember a story I read also recently about Obama, Biden, and Hillary about with what they have done with Iran. See? Yeah. And the SEAL team of M6 who have been killed. And these people during the Obama administration give $152 billion to Iran. And I received this information in English, but also I have another information from a French guy from the high security administration like the CIA in France. And the guy say, he make a testimonial, he say, and I watch him speaking, I say, I was here. I saw the boxes with billions of dollars inside arrive by plane. And why 152? Because 150 $1 was for the Iranian government, and $2 billion was for some congressmen and senators here in this country and some maybe other people to not to open their mouth and receive a bribe like this for all of them receive $2 billion. And why was the story behind that? It was that Osama bin Laden had not been killed. It was just a decoy. And because Iran was knowing that, they say, okay, you need to pay us, otherwise we whistleblow that and Obama has difficulty to be reelected. Oh, with Diane, we like to watch a movie in on Netflix, and is Raymond Reddington, and is about a cabal who organized worldwide with different governments, different interests, the Americans, the Chinese, the Russians, everyone is like this. And Diane said something very interesting to me a few days ago. She said, look, what happened now in the world is exactly what happened in the cabal. I say, yeah, it's that. And also, I find something interesting myself. I say, Trump is in the middle of this worldwide cabal or global cabal, and he is an outsider who just arrived and break everything. And these people now are in trouble everywhere. Because why in France they have a curfew? Why here they stop the president to tweet or to speak freely? And why we cannot speak freely about Biden, about election, about vaccine, about 5G, about many things now they are suppressed by Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, all these big tech giants shut down the communication we can have and didn't respect the First Amendment. And when I watched this movie about with Raymond Reddington movie, it's a series. Say you have, I don't know, 25 or 30 or 40 different series, 1 hour each, and you watch this and you follow, and it's a cabal, but I say, yeah, we have a global cabal now because 194 countries respect what the World Health Organization give as a directive, and we have one guy suddenly jump in the middle of this like a young dog and push everything everywhere, and suddenly the plan is he has been discovered, and he didn't respect the agreement with all these politicians behind all of this. I speak a long time to you, Peter.
Well, that's fine. No, you did great. You did great. The adding to the frustration is the stuff that you're referencing relative to the election. Whereas the stuff inevitably that should be discussed about Joe Biden and the stuff that's going on with his son and the previous stuff that he's done with the different governments and the allegations of him, you know, with the dropped off laptop, all of those things should be brought up. They should be front row and center, yeah. And they should be talked about. And they're not. And you just say, come on, man. I'm using the Joe Biden thing, right? Come on, man. How in the world can those things not be brought up? Now, the scary or sad thing part, Jean-Luc, is that they are doing these things in plain sight with no regard, almost as if they're bullying their way straight through it.
Right.
And the idea that that is happening is really just I'm going to say it like this. I got to clean up what I'm going to say. When I say clean up what I say, I'm going to clarify. In the United States, I think a lot of us are very frustrated with the obvious corruption. I heard, though, some people say one time, you know, you Americans, you're only a country that's old 200 years. So you're upset about this whole corruption thing. If you were in Greece, they're used to being corrupt for thousands of years. So government and corruption is not anything that's new. It's almost expected. So, like, get over it. Like, get over it. So I don't know, Jean-Luc. I guess maybe it's just that stupid naiveness that I would expect fairness and no corruption, whereas if we lived in Greece or Turkey or some other country
France,
that's been there.
You can put France, England, Germany, Spain, all of this. Well, say the cabal was existing for 2,000 or 3,000 years, because they always, when you look at the religions war, where they all unite and go to Jerusalem to kill people, all of this, it was conspiracy, all of this, and he was a cabal also, and he was corruption and. You saw some movie when you see the king and the cardinal and all of this, and even the religion was included with that, because when you see the cardinal Richelieu and how he was managing and running France under the king, you know, it's amazing all of this corruption we have been. In Italy it was the same, Germany, Spain, England, and all of this was corrupt. You're right, it's not something new. But now what is new is this cabal is global, it's worldwide, because before it was on one country and the other country have his own cabal and the other one have his own corruption, and all of them have their own corruption, but it was stay in a country, but now it's completely global. When you look what happened, and when you look at these people pushing, like Bill Gates pushing vaccination, mandatory vaccination for a gray one with a nanogel and all of this, and the WHO now is under control by Bill Gates and China. Say, all of this now is global. This is what is new.
I guess you're right. So it's just, I guess, from my perspective, so this is a personality trait or flaw, is that when I see an injustice like that, it is upsetting and you want to do something about it. And I think that's just the way people like me and people like you might be. I know I am. I you might be more comfortable with it or whatever, but for me, it really does kind of just upset me that these types of things happen. And what's worse is I take a look at the elections and I say, this is all a fool's game. I mean, this, like, people are worried about, well, are you going to vote? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? I'm like, do you realize that this is so probably corrupt at the highest levels that this is a joke, worried about who you're going to vote for? They probably already have the election figured out way before they're worried about tallying up your vote. So you're worried about, you know, are ballots showing up in dumpsters? Is your vote going to count? You know, are they going to have prisoners vote or not? I look at that as all just being part of the game that's being played for the illusion of freedom or choice that we Americans have. So that's what's even more upset.
We don't have the illusion now, Peter, because the freedom is not here. I don't think the election are already made. I think the left and Democrat try to trick the election and to do something, because my viewpoint, okay? They don't want to have Trump again for 4 years and pushing everything everywhere and make America great again and all of this. They want to go back to their global agenda. And they want also, they think if Joe Biden is elected, like this, they can cover up all what happened in Iran, all what happened with Hillary, and all of this. And behind all of that, when you listen Kamala Harris, you see she wants to be the president. Maybe Joe Biden now is apparently didn't know exactly what he's doing and is a puppet of this behind him. But the goal is to have him president. And maybe he resign or he die or something, and after Kamala take over.
Well, you need a useless idiot that you can control, and just like they have with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, he's a useless idiot. He's not a talented individual. He's maybe talented than some people, but he's not that talented to become a billionaire on his own for sure. So you need a useless idiot at the podium. Joe Biden is that useless idiot. So you need somebody stupid to be willing to be the front man. So that's all he is. He's just stupid and the front man. And the idea that they're going to do whatever they're going to do is just really, it's really rather crazy. And you're right. They need to do it to, just so they can continue to cover up everything that's gone on before. Because as soon as Joe Biden, if he is nominated president or whatever, however he gets to be president, all of this stuff is going to go away. It's never going to be heard again. Never going to be heard again.
Yeah.
It's just going to magically go away. And that's what they need. You need a useless idiot to be able to get that stuff done. So the interesting thing, though, Jean-Luc,
I think because they need someone who was part of the cabal before, like Joe Biden, because he was here for 47 years, and like this, he can cover all the bad stuff Kim, Hillary, and Obama have done. And like you say, never speak about this again, and we'll never know what is the truth again.
Yep. So you need a useless idiot at the helm, and that's what they got. You know, you don't need somebody super. If you had somebody super sharp, they would be fighting it. So Donald Trump, you know, I know this is rehashing 4 years, but Donald Trump basically fooled them because they misunderestimated, using a George Bush word, Donald Trump. And he didn't win by a lot. He only won by a little. So they just didn't overcompensate. They were kind of kept flat-footed, or they were caught flat-footed and sleeping a little bit. And that's how he won. I don't think that same mistake is going to happen a second time. That's why all the censorship, that's why all the other corruption, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, I'm sure, behind the scenes as well. But the reality is now they're doing everything they possibly can. If Donald Trump does pull it off again, that's just a further example of what I said a little bit earlier to begin the show, expect incompetence. That just means, however, they couldn't even cover it up when they had 4 years to figure out how to cover it up. So if Trump wins, it's just because the Democrats or whoever else is at hand couldn't mess it up. So, you know, hats off to Trump again if he does win. So it's just very interesting and frustrating all at the same time. So having said that...
Yeah, I understand your frustration because many times I'm frustrated too and I say, what can we do? And me, I cannot do too much. I cannot vote, but I invite everyone who can vote to vote and to vote on a correct side because it's very simple. Like I spoke on my radio show, I see 1 or 2 weeks ago, you take a piece of paper and you put left and right. What do you want? Do you want the country go to war or no war? Because like I explained to the banker with friends, I said to her, I said, look, you like Trump or not? Okay, I don't know what they say in France, but he's the first president for at least the last 20 years or maybe more who have not created a war with the U.S. are not at war in any country now, and he's bringing back the troop to this country. And on the other stuff, you can put, do you want to pay more taxes and you vote for Joe Biden, or less taxes and you vote for Trump? And you want the freedom of speech or not? If you don't want it, okay, vote for Biden. You will be served. Okay, no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion. And if you want it, okay, you need to vote for... You like the guy or not? Many people say, I don't like Trump. I say, have you met him? No. Have you speak to him? No. Have you shake his hand? Have you no, how can you say you don't like it? Exactly. You know, Peter, when we are kids and mom brings something on the table and say, I don't like it. I said, have you eaten that before? No. Okay, you need to try it and you see and let me know after.
Exactly
the same thing. I cannot say if I like the guy or not because I never speak to him personally. But what I like is what he's doing. He's doing the greatest good for the greatest number of people and for the country. It's what I like, taxes and more. I prefer not to go to war somewhere because I always, even when I was in military in France and it was mandatory, I have no choice to do it because if I have a choice, I will say no. I refuse to take a gun to shoot someone, okay, especially to steal something like under Bush and Obama they have done, okay? And I prefer to have the freedom of speech to speak with you, Peter, whatever we can speak. I prefer to have the economy of the country going well than bad, okay? And when the choice is pretty simple, now is what do you want to have at the end for yourself, for the country, for the family, and after you pick and choose the guy you want to vote for.
Makes sense. Well, guess what? We're running out of time. I'm going to have our guy push the button on the exit, but Jean-Luc, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do it?
Call me, 323-399-6472. Again, 323-399-6472.
Perfect. Jean-Luc, thanks for being here. And we're going to call it a radio show. Thank you very much. And our guy is pushing the buttons. You're welcome. Bonsoir, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.